An historic trial opened at the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague this week. In 2 days of opening remarks, the defendant, Slobodan Milosevic, challenged his accusers and tried to turn the charges of crimes against humanity and genocide against the NATO alliance for its 1999 air campaign against Yugoslavia. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from The Hague.
Alternately scornful, sarcastic, and pugnacious, the former Serbian leader was fully immersed in the trial, despite his claim that the tribunal is illegal. Acting in his own defense, Milosevic accused the West of conspiring against the Serbian people. And to bolster his claim, he used videos from German TV and the BBC that gave weight to the theory that NATO manipulated events on the ground in Kosovo to justify its intervention.
Or some more.
This? Is just an atom of the truth in the ocean of lies and the product of propaganda and the abuse of global media as a means of war against my country.
Milosevic gave a long list of civilian targets hit by NATO, hospitals, schools, and private homes, and illustrated his accusations with gruesome photographs of corpses of men, women, and children, both Serb and Albanian. He said NATO is the real war criminal and is guilty of genocide. Milosevic said he would call his witnesses former President Bill Clinton, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, among other world leaders who once treated the Serbian leader as a peacemaker in the Balkans. Milosevic carefully sidestepped the specific charges leveled against him for crimes against humanity in Croatia and Kosovo and genocide in Bosnia. Rather, he focused on ongoing crimes by Kosovo Albanians against Serbs in Kosovo under the eyes of NATO troops. He also accused the United States of supporting the Kosovo Liberation Army, which he said is a terrorist mafia. And taking his cue from post-September 11th sentiments, he said the U.S. had been an unwitting ally of Osama bin Laden by allowing al-Qaeda fighters to use Kosovo and Bosnia as operational bases in the Balkans. Nenad Stefanovic, who is covering the trial for the liberal Serbian weekly Vreme, says Milosevic is most interested in undermining the credibility of both NATO and the tribunal, as well as addressing the Serbian people in his homeland.
He's fighting here against NATO, against his ideological enemies, let's say, in Belgrade now. People who are in power now. And, the Hague Tribunal is the last stage, political stage, in which he may appear.
The presiding judge has given Milosevic a few more hours on Monday to complete his opening remarks. But once witnesses will begin taking the stand, the tone of the trial will change, and the defendant will be forced to leave aside politics and answer specific charges. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.